Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place we can start as the Premier League season is back with the curtain raiser live and exclusive on TalkSport.
And now we're ready to go. And boy, are we ready. Game day returns to your radio and it's bigger and bolder than ever before.
In towards Haaland, we have our first goal. And who else would score it?
And the diving header is in from Darwin Nunez.
These two teams are really going to be up and around the 90 points again this season.
Sterling inside the penalty area, bench inside the far post.
He's going to be a top hit at Chelsea.
Low ball in from him, Jesus on the turn, what a turn, what a goal!
Realistically, I think Arsenal should be finishing third behind Liverpool and Man City.
Tottenham are level and Harry Kane has done what he does best.
Cristiano Ronaldo is back and Manchester United are in front.
They should be challenging for titles.
Wilson, Newcastle have doubled their lead.
And Leicester City take the lead.
And it's time for Nottingham Forest to party.
Bowen with the left-footed effort and West Ham are level.
The wait is over. We are Talk Sport.
You can hear Arsenal's trip to Crystal Palace tonight live and exclusive on Talk Sport. Join Adrian Durham, Arsenal invincible Martin Keown and the former England striker Dean Ashton from 7pm. For all the build-up to the opening game of the new Premier League season. Shortly, we'll hear from new Arsenal captain Martin Odegaard and the Crystal Palace manager Patrick Vieira. But first is the Arsenal boss, Mikel Arteta, who's been looking ahead to tonight's game with TalkSport's Ian Abraham.
We are really excited. We're looking forward to the new season. Try to start it the best possible way, and this is how we have focused our preparation.
I think the way we have played now, especially the last two games against Chelsea and Sevilla, I think we've looked really strong.
It's great that people are excited, but I think there is a big excitement across the Premier League because a lot of clubs have done a lot of businesses. They are getting stronger and stronger, and the competition is really big. We focus on what we can do, what we want to do, and we want to be at the top of that table.
The game tomorrow will tell us a lot about where we are and which part of the game we still need to improve.
I think the intensity we play with and the speed and the way we play football is good. We have to stay calm, keep working hard, and now it's when it really starts, you know, so we have to be ready for Friday. It's a tough game.
The good season will be to improve ourselves from last year. I think players individually and collectively, we want to be in a better place. We want to play a better football. We want to be more competitive.
That's where we want to be as a team, you know, to fight for trophies, titles, and be in the top. I think that's where the club should be, so that's where we want to get.
They showed last season how tough they are, how difficult they are to beat and how consistent they were at home, especially against the big teams, that they got some great results.
I think they are in a better place than they were last year. I think when you're looking at the new players that they bring in the squad, in the team, they are much stronger. So I believe that, you know, they have the squad to challenge to be closer to the title.
We are with this level of energy and ambition to have a successful season. And we have to show down on the pitch tomorrow night.
We're playing at home. We want to do well. We want to compete.
Dangerous team, so we have to be ready for that. But the main thing for us is to focus on ourselves, play our game, and be ready to take the fight as well. That's important.
We have as well the tools to make it difficult for them, to challenge them. I think last year at home with the support that we had some really good performances. and it will be important for us to keep it that way.
At the end of the day, we're going to be judged on whether we win football matches or not. It's as simple as that.
And TalkSport will bring you live and exclusive commentary of Liverpool's trip to Fulham tomorrow lunchtime. They'll build up from 11 a.m. Ahead of the game, TalkSport's Adrian Durham has been speaking to the Liverpool captain, Jordan Henderson, who began by discussing Sadio Mane's exit from the club.
It's aimed in towards Mane, who headers it beyond Ramsdale and scores, and Liverpool finally get in front. Beautiful delivery from Trent Alexander-Arnold over on the right, looped towards the far post. Mane rose, dabbed it beyond Ramsdale.
I think any team in the world would miss Sadio. You know, he's, for me, arguably one of the best players in the world. And he's a great character, setting standards as well. So, big miss for us.
What's your assessment of Darwin Nunez? Obviously, you've played against him, but from working with him, playing with him, training with him, what's your assessment of him so far?
I've been really impressed with him. You know, he's still a very young boy, but I'm seeing a lot of positive things, a lot of good things. I think he'll give us something a little bit different as well.
Robertson heads it down, and the diving header is in from Darwin Nunez. He takes off his shirt in celebration. His first goal in a game in England for Liverpool. You expect it to be the first of many.
There's a lot of potential there, and he started and settled in really well so far, so hopefully he can start the season off in the Premier League really well.
Salah angles his run up, left-footed, strikes it into the bottom corner. Edison went the right way, but he couldn't keep it out. A new contract, same old Mo Salah. He does what he does best. He just loves scoring goals in a Liverpool shirt.
We've got a lot of good forward players. You know, obviously, Bobby's come back from injury last season, which is a massive boost for us. You know, it's like a new player coming back. He's so important to the way we play, and he's a huge player. Obviously, Jot as well, who is injured at the minute. We've got him to come into the frame as well. Like you said, Darwin, but also Harvey Elliott, you know. Cavalio's come in and done really, really well on the wing. So we've got a lot of attacking options that I'm sure that we'll use in different moments of the season. Yeah, we're looking good in that department for the season ahead.
Now moving on to a bit of boxing. And TalkSport have won the exclusive rights for Anthony Joshua's rematch against Alexander Usyk on August the 20th. Shortly we'll hear from TalkSport's Adi Oladipo and current heavyweights Joseph Parker and Joe Joyce. But first, here's Spencer Oliver and Moni Moni Simon Jordan, who both believe Joshua's reputation hinges on this fight.
Talk the talk, but is he walking the walk? He walked the walk and he was a ghost in there. It was as simple as that.
For some reason, AJ had in his head, maybe out of stubbornness or a little bit of ignorance as well, that he could outbox him. Mm-hmm. Worst decision ever.
Oh, great shot from Joshua, and a left hand as well.
The only way you're going to beat Usyk is to use your size, use your attributes.
Listen, it's a rough and tough sport, especially fighting these lefties. They're a nightmare, but got to dig deep, tuck up and not make the same mistake twice.
What everybody wanted to see. They wanted to see it in short order.
Going to see it and hear it.
We've now got it. Yeah. We're going to see it and hear it. And I think it probably represents the most fascinating fight that we've seen for some time.
There's a lot on the line here. You know, if AJ loses this, his marketability, it drops somewhat. He does drop massively. He knows that as well. A lot on the line for both guys. And obviously, Tyson Fury is waiting in the wings for the winner of this. So, yeah.
We need to see Anthony Joshua do something markedly different this time round. Otherwise, we're looking at the potential end of his mainstream career.
It's tough. It's a tough ask for AJ. And that's why this fight is so difficult, just because the person in front of him is arguably the pound-for-pound best fighter on the planet.
Someone's getting knocked out here. This is what I say. So? And right. The reason I say someone's getting knocked out is because I think that Anthony Joshua has to knock out Usyk. And by doing that, he's got to take the gamble. Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't David versus Goliath. I mean, Usyk's very big as well. AJ doesn't outsize him like Fury did to Wilder, for example, where there was a 3-stone difference. There's not much between them.
Usyk hasn't fought the Anthony Joshua that once existed. Now, whether the Anthony Joshua can exist again, whether the Anthony Joshua that got knocked down by Vladimir Klitschko and I think has been slightly gun-shy since then is ever going to manifest himself again, this is the big question. If he does, then he has a really good opportunity to beat Usyk because the same dynamics apply.
I think it's a fantastic fight. Personally, I'm not sure what Joshua's doing with his new team, and hopefully he can be a more improved fighter, but I'm just siding with Usyk.
I've got a sneaking feeling there's going to be a big surprise in this fight because I just think, where else does he go?
I've been to see AJ train, and I'm telling you now, there isn't a better athlete in the world. And I'm not just talking boxing, I'm talking all sports. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be very, very difficult.
He's got to throw punches in bunches. He's going to have to be brave. Mm-hmm. But he has the power and the toolkit to beat Usyk. Mm. Now, of course Usyk is an elite fighter. Of course Usyk has now got a completely different dimension, which is he knows he can beat Anthony Joshua. He knows he can hit Anthony Joshua. He knows he can hurt Anthony Joshua. And this is about as much as what Usyk is going to do as it is about Joshua. If Joshua is the best version of himself, he has a good chance.
I still think Usyk's got what it takes to like to bash him up again, but like Josh has got a puncher's chance. He's got a heavy punch, and if he can't land that them big shots, then it's Usyk again.
I think it's fascinating. I think it's far bigger than the Tyson Fury versus Dillian White fight in terms of scale, reach, and interest. This is a fascinating fight. The question is, can Anthony Joshua do something that most people think he can't?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today by hearing from the England striker Alessia Russo, who joined Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbonlahor on The Breakfast Show to discuss the Lionesses winning the Euros and the impact it's had on women's football.
Russo runs over the halfway line and they have done it! England, the European champions, for the first time in their history, the Lioness fairy tale has its perfect ending. And let that magic soak your spine.
It kind of all happened overnight, really, in terms of like everything that's come after. But yeah, it was an unbelievable month of football for us. And I think the team was a really special group. And maybe that's why we came out on top.
Serena Wiegmann roars. Her side have just smashed through a glass ceiling to be the first England senior team to win a major trophy since the men's team won the World Cup in 66.
Serena set the standard from the first prep camp, really. Well, to be honest, ever since she came in, the kind of dynamic of the team changed. To go to European Championships back-to-back without losing a game is unbelievable with two different teams. So, yeah, it was crazy.
87,192 people inside Wembley today. It is a new UEFA European Championship tournament record for men or for women. It is the biggest attendance ever at a European Championship game, male or female.
The first moment when we were walking out at Wembley, just before the anthems, was just like a bit surreal. So yeah, to see it sold out and hear the crowd, like the when we scored, especially the second goal, and I just heard the crowd like erupt, yeah. And I was like, wow, it just was. That gave me goosebumps. For women's football, I don't think we would have ever thought that we'd play in a sold-out Wembley that, like we did, and obviously win the trophy in front of our home crowd was just different.
Great news. USA sold out, I'm told.
I know, yeah. Apparently there was a queue like of 100,000 people right within the hour, which is unbelievable. they're world champions and now we're European champions, so it's kind of like a little battle of that, because they obviously won the last World Cup and they've done it consistently, so what a test that'll be.
56 years of hurt, no more need for dreaming. Welcome to the big time, girls. You are the game changers. Football has come home. England 2, Germany 1.
It's amazing what we achieved, but at the same time, like, if people like your daughter can't go and find a girls' team to join as easy as a boy can, then we haven't done anything right, really. So as much as the tournament was amazing and we were over the moon to get the gold, we also need to start thinking how we can help young girls get involved without having to go for a boys' team first. Yeah.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show alongside Darren Benn, live from Selhurst Park, as we build up to TalkSport's live and exclusive coverage of Palace against Arsenal. Come on, the Palace. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.